The brutal world of sheep fighting, the illegal sport beloved by Algeria's lost generation, by Hannah Ray Armstrong. Last August in Algiers, 1 week before the holiday of Eid al-Adha, men in tracksuits and trainers were guarding their sheep in anticipation of the fights to come. Kabachis, as these men are known, scour villages looking for lambs that are fast, belligerent, and shock-resistant. Then they spend years raising them to be champion fighters. Coaches are tough, but also surprisingly tender. They treat their sheep like mistresses, stopping by the garages where they install them, bringing food, caressing and massaging them before they head out together for long walks on the beach. Professional trainers toughen their sheep by chaining their horns to a wall. As they pull and twist to break away, the resistance thickens their sinewy necks. Unlike cockfighting, there is no gambling on sheep fights, but speculation on the sheep market can make it a lucrative trade. Each fight lifts the value of its victor and sentences the loser to slaughter. A champion ram might fetch as much as $10,000, although most sheep trainers on a winning streak prefer to chase glory than cash. The sheep are given names that inspire fear, like Rambo, Jaws, or Lawyer. In the third round of one recent match, Hitler delivered a brutal defeat to Saddam. Kombat ta ikbek, which means sheep combat in the Algerian Arabic dialect, is a bit like football. It releases the pent-up energies of otherwise unoccupied men and allows them to safely act out potentially divisive strains of nationalism, regionalism, and neighborhood pride. But sheep fighting lacks the artistry, skill, and precision that make football so enthralling. A sheep confronts an identical opponent and bludgeons him into submission using only his face. Matches are a festival of brute force and domination. When the sheep lose interest in a match, or prefer palling around with each other to smashing heads, the trainers take over, whispering and urging their beasts back into combat until they lock eyes once more and attack. The men who train sheep for combat belong to a lost generation of Algerians, now in their 20s and 30s, molded by an era of fear, fighting, corruption, and curfews. There are few jobs and no productive roles for them to play in society. They lack relevant skills and education. Most are unmarried. They are not poor by most standards, but they depend on state subsidies that allow them to buy fuel, food, and housing for next to nothing. They feel disposable, purposeless, humiliated. Most feel the future lies elsewhere.